Hare Krishna. On the occasion of Katyayani Vrat, let us understand the significance of this for us as Vaishnavas. The Vrajagopis are the most exalted devotees of Krishna. And Krishna describes that he doesn't want distracted devotional service. Repeatedly in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Ananya Chetasa. Ananya Bhakti, he says, worship me without any deviation to anyone else. And he says that those who worship the Devatas are less intelligent. So there is one level of worship where people worship the Devatas and people worship Krishna. This is split devotional service and this is considered less intelligent by Krishna. Higher is pure devotional service where the devotees worship Krishna without any distraction. Then if among the highest of the pure devotees, if there are gopis, then how can the gopis worship Katyayani? How can they do demigod worship? Actually, the gopis never do demigod worship. They worship only Krishna. But it is in the sweet mood of Raja that actually the devotees are so exalted in Raja that they do not consider Krishna to be God. Their love for Krishna is so great that the madhurya of the love covers over the aishwarya. Just like in the daytime, stars are there in the sky, but they cannot be seen because the sun is so bright. Similarly, the gopis are also aware of Krishna's supremacy. But that knowledge of Krishna's glory and supremacy is like stars. And the bright sun is their madhurya, their awareness. Krishna is our lovable Lord. That knowledge is what completely is in the forefront of their consciousness. And with this spontaneous, undistracted attraction to Krishna as their beloved, the gopis want to do anything and everything to attain Krishna. And their performance of Katyayani Vrata is not a dushana, it is a bhushana. Dushana means a contamination. Bhushana means a decoration. Why is it a decoration? Because generally for most of us, the sadhakas, we have very little desire to practice devotional service. And often we try to find as many excuses as possible to do as less devotional service as possible. But the gopis, they want to find all possible ways in which somehow or the other, they can attain Krishna. So, In Vrindavan, when the gopis live, the culture over there is such that it's a Vedic culture. And in Vrindavan, the Vrijavasis don't worship Krishna as God. For them, Narayana is the Supreme Lord. But according to the local tradition, whenever there are young ladies who want a wife, who want a husband, who want to become wives and have husband, good husband, they worship the goddess. So, in Kavikaranapur's Anandavan Champu, he describes that actually the gopis who worshipped Katyayani did not include Radharani. Because Radharani, as we know, Padma Bandhu Radhika, Radhika Ashtakam Bhayag, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that Radharani would worship Surya. And her purpose for worshipping sun god was also to attain the supreme sun, that is Krishna. So here the gopis who would worship Katyayani were unmarried gopis. Radharani and other gopis, they had already been married to certain people who were in one sense expansions of Krishna, like Abhimanyu is an expansion of the shadow of Krishna. But these younger unmarried gopis like Padma, Sakhi and others, they fervently worshipped Katyayani. And Vishnu Achakra Thakur and the other acharyas explain that this Katyayani is not from the material world. She is a pure devotee. She is also a part of the Vrajalila. And just as all the Devi, just as all the forms of the Supreme Lord, like Vishnu and others, are expansions of Krishna, similarly all the Devis are expansions ultimately of Radharani. So Katyayani is in Vrajalila a part of the setting of Vrindavan, and she is also a devotee. Of course, the gopis, when they worship Katyayani, their mood is, please let us attain Krishna. whatever happens. And when they wanted to perform this vrata, at that time their elders, their mothers and others told them that you are very young and this vrata, this fasting is very difficult to do. Your bodies are tender, you will not be able to do this fast. No need for you to take such a serious austerity. But the Gopi said, no, we must do this austerity. And they were determined. And it was a difficult vrata, they performed it for the full month. And just as they were about to complete the vrata on the last day, on one of the last days, Katyayani Devi herself came. And she said that actually, you are great devotees and Krishna is your Lord and He will surely fulfill your desire. So Katyayani didn't say that I will fulfill your desire. He says Krishna will fulfill your desire because Krishna is my Lord. I cannot give you Krishna. But this is the way you are expressing yourself, your desire, and Krishna is observing that desire. And we know that just on the last day of Katyayani Vrata, before they completed the Vrata itself, Krishna came and He stole their garments, and in that way He accepted their prayer that He be their husband. And in this way the Katyayani Vrata attained success. So what was the success? That even by their worship of the demigods, their devotion to Krishna increased and they attained Krishna by that. So as sadhakas, our acharyas have not recommended us to literally follow and worship Katyayani. But what we can learn the principle is principle of sincere and fervent intensity in the service of the Lord, that we can pray to the gopis that we can also get a speck of their desire, that their desperate desire to take up any austerity to attain the mercy of the Lord and ultimately to attain His loving association. Thank you. Hare Krishna.